Hello and welcome along to this week's Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Later in the programme, I'll be speaking with Fergus Sharkey, Head of Business Supports with the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, all about the various business energy grants that are available. So whether you're involved in a small or large business, it's certainly well worth you getting acquainted with just what is on offer. Some of the grants are very generous, and the application and decision process is pretty straightforward, and decisions are made quickly. But first, Donegal ETV is organising an Enterprise Day event for schools on Wednesday the 22nd of October. And in essence, it's a Dragon's Den type event. There'll be around 250 students from 17 post-primary schools and a range of business people in attendance, mentoring and judging on the day. And it's all taking place in the Dunlan building in the ATU in Letterkenny. So to tell me a little bit more, I'm joined by Fiona Temple, Principal of Mulroy College, who is coordinator of the working group behind it all. Fiona, this is quite a significant event, so perhaps you can just outline what people can expect.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. It's a fairly big event that brings a lot of energy when we have 250 young people, very enthusiastic young entrepreneurs joining us on the day. And it's not the first time we've had this event. We've been running it now for a number of years, but we had a bit of a gap for a number of years post-COVID. So we essentially are bringing young people together and introducing entrepreneurship in a fun way. And it's a real hands-on learning day. There's a number of people on the working committee who pull it all together, but it really couldn't happen without the expertise of our business people from our local community. So every team that comes on the day will be going through a number of icebreakers. We have Highland Radio's own Lee Gooch on the day to help us with that. And then the teams themselves will be given a task. Now, I can't give too much away about the task because we want everyone to come on the day without any previous knowledge or work beforehand, but they will be given an innovation game where basically they will be developing a product from the materials that we provide them. They will have a period of time to work with a business mentor, and this is someone locally in Donegal who is currently running their own business, involved in a business, or has a wealth of experience in entrepreneurship or working in a business. And by lunchtime, they will have created a product. They will have a company. They will have looked at how they market, how they price, their customer profile, all of those details. So through that process, they gain huge knowledge and skills around team building, also around business, entrepreneurship, and what are all of the different elements that you have to consider when you're developing a product or indeed setting up a company. Then our teams will be split and they will have to go into a Dragon's Den type setup, as you mentioned, where they will go in front of a panel of judges, and again, those judges are all local people from Donegal, currently working in businesses across the county, and they will be given 3 minutes to pitch their idea, and there will be questions and answers. At the beginning of the day, when we tell students and teams that they're doing this, they tend to be quite nervous about that section of the day. Mm. But by the time it comes to the Dragon's Den, they really are itching to get in because they have worked so hard together as a team, and they really are just dying to get in and showcase the work that they have done. In the afternoon then, the top three teams will come back into the main hall in Dunlan, and in front of everybody, in front of all 250 students and all business mentors and teachers and everybody that's there, they will pitch again in front of the wider audience, and they will be open to questions and answers from the full judging panel of six at that stage, and we will announce our winners at the end of the day.
That sounds great, yeah.
Yeah, and there's so much in it because they have to take the material. They don't know what the materials are going to be. Mm. So we will give them those materials when shortly after they arrive. Everybody's given the same amount of time where they have to come up with this idea and be very innovative about what they're doing. I suppose we're really looking for that innovation and creativity. And you don't have to look too far when you're dealing with young people because they're full of it. They'll see gaps in the market very quickly, or they'll see areas that need further development, whether that is in something in the IT area. It could be something in an agricultural background. It could be absolutely anything. And every year we're kind of blown away by the ideas that they bring. The business mentor working with them really gives them a focus then on where, how their idea can really become a product and how that product could exist within the market. So they have to go all through all of the different features of the product. They have to look at maybe the amount of investment that may be required, maybe the sale price unit, who their target market is, and how they would communicate, how they would actually, reach their target market. And they would have to look within, you know, who are the other competitors within the field as well. So their knowledge within business is really focused through the mentor, which is great.
Yeah.
And we also have students from ATU that work with each of the teams too. We can, usually we would have a mixture of maybe undergraduate students and master's degree students in business and marketing. So they're also sitting at the table with these young people, and they're sharing their expertise about the different areas of business that they are learning about in ATU. And indeed, some of those ATU students may have previously attended one of the ETB Enterprise Days, and they would always say to us that that day brought entrepreneurship to life for them and really got them interested in that area of study and further learning. And the students tend to be transition year students. It can be a mix. Sometimes we have transition years. Sometimes we have LCVP students, business students from senior cycle, and we also invite students from Youth Reach. So it originated as a project just within ETB schools. Then we opened it to ETB post-primary schools and Youth Reach centres, and it's opened up now to all post-primary schools in Donegal. We have 25 teams coming enthusiastically coming next Wednesday to Andanlin. We're extremely grateful also to ATU because we get to host this great event on ATU premises, which is also really good for our post-primary and Youth Reach students to actually spend a day in our university campus that we're so lucky to have locally.
You're listening to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore, and I'm speaking with Fiona Temple, Principal of Mulroy College, who has also been coordinating the working group behind the Enterprise Day for 17 post-primary schools in the county. And for those who are taking part, yes, it's great to take part. It's going to be a great experience. And then whoever does emerge as the winners, both for the individuals and for the school or the Youth Reach area that they're from, I mean, it there's a considerable amount of prestige attached to it as well.
There is. So we have a lot of teams coming back that would have won in the past. And, you know, there's quite a list of winners there, really. And people are looking to come back to claim titles now at this stage. And it really is the prestige of going back into their school as well. A lot of our young people all know each other. They all know each other from all of the various different schools. And they meet regularly at competitions like this as well. But the prestige of being able to go back into your school to say that you were one of the final three of the Donegal ETB Enterprise Competition. for 2025. It's a big accolade, and to be able to say that you were the overall winner is a very, very proud moment for the group, but also for the school that they are returning to as well. It certainly holds a lot of prestige and significance within the school calendar year, as one of the competitions that students, they look at it as one of the most significant ones, and one that they want to hold that title for the year if they can.
You mentioned that it has been run on previous occasions, and I know a feature of the day is the fact that you always have a keynote speaker.
We always have a keynote speaker at the start of the day. We've had various keynote speakers over the years who have all contributed greatly to the day. And I can announce that Marty O'Reilly will be our guest speaker at the event, owner of O'Reilly Sports in Balbuffet, very well known within the county as a former Donegal football player, but football player turned entrepreneur. And, you know, Marty will be sharing his story. And we ask our guest speakers, you know, to be very real with their stories, as everybody has been in the past, you know, from Seamus McDade from McDade's Football Special, or Nicola McLaughlin from Sequin Cinderella, to name, you know, but a few. And we like them to really tell the real honest story of the highs and lows, so that students get an understanding of all of the hard work and the complexities around setting up your own business, and I suppose sustaining that, and all of the different pressures that can come, and obstacles and challenges, some of which you could never predict, from economic climate to COVID to just changes within workforce, or indeed customer demand, and local business people know that they have to be flexible to everything else outside of their company, so that they can adjust to all of those different variables, and that can present some very, very difficult times for businesses, and it takes a certain amount of resilience and perseverance. So we really try to highlight to young people all of the different skills that you require, that are required for you to be sustainable as a business moving forward long term.
So this Enterprise Day, Wednesday the 22nd of October, and of course it's all tying in with encouraging entrepreneurial spirit from a young age. And if people want to keep tabs with it all, the various social media accounts for the ETB, and no doubt the schools will have updates as things progress.
Absolutely. Schools will have updates throughout the day, but anybody wishing to follow us, keep an eye on all of Donegal ETB social media accounts. We'll be keeping everybody up to date on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, etc., and LinkedIn. And we really look forward to the day ahead, to meeting all of the young people that are coming. And I suppose just a particular thanks to all of those business people who are giving up of their time. And I know we have a lot of people coming that have actually attended every one of our events. They can become quite competitive themselves when they're there. But they really, really do enjoy working with all of the young people that we have in our schools in Donegal. And we just really look forward to the event.
And that was Fiona Temple, principal of Mulroy College, who is the coordinator of the working group behind the Donegal ETB's Enterprise Day for Schools, taking place on Wednesday, the 22nd of October, at the ATU here in Letterkenny. Time to change tack and look at what business energy grants and supports are currently available. Well, delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Fergus Sharkey, Head of Business Supports at the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. And we're going to look at the whole area of business energy upgrades. Lots of opportunities out there for businesses not only to make significant savings, but also, of course, reducing their carbon footprint. Fergus, first of all, there's, I take it, a gradual increase in the number of businesses that are availing of the various grants that are out there. Where does Donegal stand in terms of the national picture?
Good evening, Chris. Donegal's doing pretty good, yeah. So I'm just looking. Last year, there was about 3,000 businesses that we supported with grant aid. I have 172 were from Donegal, and they received 1.38 million euro in grant support for various things from audits to solar PV to heat pumps and building energy upgrades and so on. So doing well, yeah, and there's a big uptick in recent years.
Now, I suppose one of the first things a business must do if they're considering an upgrade is to get some type of energy audit to assess where they stand. And there is actually a grant towards that, a voucher towards that.
Yeah, that's right. It's one of our most popular supports. We've supported about 5,000 small businesses in recent years with our energy audit voucher. So that's a 2,000 euro voucher to conduct a high quality energy audit on your premises or your building or site. And in general, for most SMEs, that will cover the full cost of an audit. Obviously, if you're a more complex business or you have multiple sites across, you know, different types of energy using sites across the region, maybe it's going to be more expensive, but it will contribute towards it. But in the main, it's essentially a free energy audit, and that brings in a professional energy consultant who will look at all of your significant energy uses and will give you a list of opportunities from kind of no-cost options right up to upgrades like adding solar or adding heat pumps or biomass systems or whatever the most appropriate energy-saving and emission-saving technology would be for your situation in your business.
And do we know, generally speaking, when people get an audit, are they generally surprised at the savings that could be made, or do people maybe expect, well, yeah, I was kind of half expecting that. I know I have an old plant and I have lights that are years old and my heating system could be upgraded. I suppose it varies hugely, but is there any trend?
I suppose there probably are a couple of trends. Like, I think for most businesses, solar PV would be a very common opportunity. I mean, if you have a roof or you have some land adjacent to your building, it's probably, and you know, a reasonable amount of electricity use, it's probably a very common measure that's recommended. I think beyond that, it varies a lot. In retail, we'd see a lot of refrigeration upgrades, adding doors to fridges. In the hospitality sector, like hotels, we would see lighting would be very common, heating, and also opportunities within the kitchen area. So it's generally around the significant energy users in the business that there are opportunities that will have significant payback. I think the surprise often for people is the recommendations that don't cost money. So people will understand they need to upgrade equipment or building services, etc. But often, you know, having someone who's an experienced energy auditor come into your business, they might identify something that's wasting a significant amount of money. And there's real simple examples. One of these might be that you have the wrong MIC, maximum import capacity, on your bill. And what that basically means is you're paying on your electricity charge for having a maximum capacity to the building. But if you're not using that, it's essentially money for something you don't need. So there can be just hidden opportunities that can surprise people. And often they can save the business 5 or 10,000 euro a year, and they will never have even considered that that's an opportunity. So, I mean, that's the message. Sometimes you can jump ahead and be obsessed with putting solar PV or moving to a heat pump. Often there's a massive amount of energy waste and energy cost that can be really sort of taken out of the business by just really targeting and understanding and bringing in expertise.
And can you give us examples of, you know, maybe some of the more popular grants, and is there a cap on them, or does it tend to be a percentage of the overall cost and you put up a certain amount of matching funding yourself?
Yeah, so we have essentially two kind of pillars in our grant scheme, or two offerings. We have a rapid approval grant, which is for a range of building upgrade measures, so solar PV, heat pumps, insulation, building management systems, all sorts of kind of common retrofit measures on buildings. that is, they're set amounts with what we would call a commoditized grant. Typically, they're set at a percentage of the typical cost of the measure. So kind of like our home energy grants, where you get a set amount for, say, external wall insulation. This will calculate similar amounts for these technologies on your building. And the beauty of that is you can get instant approval. You can apply today for the rapid approval grants, and you can get approved today, and you could start the work today. And that's been a massive game changer. And that's really what's driven large volumes of applicants to our scheme over the years. And when you ask about what the most popular is, it probably won't surprise you. The audit scheme that we spoke about earlier is extremely popular. The solar PV scheme is very popular, and you can get up to €162,000 grant instantly from that for a large solar PV system. And beyond that, we obviously have, you know, there's less volume of insulation or heat pumps. We would like to see a lot more, because that's tackling kind of the hard to get at area, which is decarbonizing our heat that's heating our buildings and industry. So the rapid approval grants is where all the volume goes. But then we have very large grants come through our tailored support. So that is where you would come forward with an investment, and we would look at the investment and apply. We would give you an exact percentage of what you're investing. But obviously, that means we have to look at the investment in detail. We have to understand, is everything eligible? And then, you know, make sure that that represents kind of standard costs. And then we're giving you a grant. So it's not as quick. That route would typically take a business maybe 8 to 10 weeks to come through and get an offer. So a lot of the rapid approval grants is where what's driving all of the uptake, and really they're designed for SMEs that are, you know, really need to get quick decisions and you know, for relatively small investments in the main. You know, the average grant coming through those schemes could be something like €10,000 or €15,000. It's not a significant amount, but it's a significant help for small businesses.
Now, the take-up in Donegal, 172 businesses last year availing of grants. Based on the figures so far this year, you know, it might end up near 200 businesses, which would be not insignificant.
Yeah, there's growth year on year. So overall, last year, we paid out $40 million to businesses across Ireland, and that was to 3,000 businesses. You know, we were already at the halfway point of this year at about $24 million for this year paid out. So we do expect, you know, more businesses supported this year. And it's growing every year, really driven by those rapid approval grants and just thousands of businesses. I think it's also driven by energy cost spikes that have happened in recent years. I think, you know, that's put a lot of pressure on businesses. It's sharpened the mind and made people want to kind of, you know, address that and try and tackle their energy costs. And, you know, putting things like solar panels on or insulating your building or just even embedding good energy management practices can reduce your overall, you know, your exposure to energy costs and ultimately make your business more competitive and more resilient.
Is there a limit to the amount of funding that's there? Is there a cap? If you're oversubscribed, will you have a cutoff point, or if you can deal with everything that comes your way?
Well, so far we can. I don't think there's an infinite cap on it, but every year we essentially look ahead to the year ahead and project what our budgetary needs will be. And at the moment, you know, we're open for applications and across all our schemes. So, you know, we can give up to $3 million to a single project at the moment, and there's essentially no limitation for any single company to draw down the grant funding. So, yeah, look, we have to manage our budget year to year like every other public body. But that's something, you know, we're doing a long time and we're well used to kind of managing these budgets over multiple years.
I'm speaking with Fergus Sharkey, Head of Business Supports at the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. Fergus, the application process, is it fairly straightforward, or are there a lot of hoops to go through? Is there a long sort of period of waiting to get that nod to go ahead?
For our rapid approval grants, no. And that if I could leave one message with your listeners, Chris, it's that there's been a significant transition for SEI supports to businesses in recent years. So there's a range of measures that you can apply for today and get approved today. So solar PV and solar thermal and heat pumps and insulation. And there's a range of other measures that are there that can provide, get that instant rapid approval. what you need to apply, it should take 10 to 15 minutes to apply. You will need to engage a contractor beforehand. That's typically what will take time. We'd recommend you go out and get quotes and decide exactly who you want to go for and try and get recommendations from other businesses. But once you apply, you'll generally just need three pieces of information. You will need information about your business. So that will include things like your address and your tax registration number and the MPRN of your site. So the number that's on your electricity bill. The second thing you need is the contractor you're going to use. So they have to meet minimum requirements around insurance. And obviously they need to be competent to do the work. So they need to have staff that are trained and able to do these measures. And then the final thing is you'll need a small amount of technical information about the measure. And that will come from your contractor. We wouldn't expect a small business to have that. But for the solar PV system, that's literally the size of the PV system in kilowatts. So that's a 50 kilowatt or 150 kilowatt system. It's a relatively small amount of information, similar for a solar thermal. You may need a bit more information for something like a heat pump because you could just be putting in a heat pump. It could include radiators. So there's a lot of different variations of when that will be going in. But generally, you know, collecting that information will require support from your contractor. Once you have it in hand, it's 10 or 15 minutes and you will literally get an offer within the hour, within a few minutes normally. There's some cross checks in the background to make sure that specific measure hasn't been funded at that site before, but generally speaking, you'll get approved within a few minutes. For much larger investments, if you're looking for a grant, say in excess of kind of, you know, 200,000 or 300,000, you're then going down the road of entering into one of our tailored supports, and that does take a bit longer and there's a bit more back and forth. We'll ask for some sort of design report and we'll ask for evidence, quotations, you know, evidence of what the costs are going to be for that specific project. But generally, a lot of SMEs are going to go down through our rapid approval grants. It's a very, very straightforward journey to apply and get approved. Once you've got the works done, there's a bit of paperwork to pull together to get paid. But generally, we're trying to keep that to an absolute minimum of what is necessary.
I'm just wondering, you know, for some businesses, would downtime be an issue? They may have to shut down for a period of time if there's a new heating system being put in, or indeed all the lighting's being changed. Does that come up as a stumbling block, or I suppose it's every individual case, people have to make their own judgment?
Yeah, so certain measures have very low disruption. So solar PV, you know, even if you're running a very busy hotel, you know, you may have some scaffolding on the side of the building for a period, but it's a very short period. You may have some people doing electrical works inside the building. But again, it's very low disruption. If you're doing something obviously more extensive, for example, insulating the outside of the building or replacing the glazing, obviously that's going to disrupt the inside space for a period. So yeah, every project is different. Certainly, you know, that's why something like solar PV is very attractive. But when you start going at the fabric of the building, replacing a heating system, generally you wouldn't have to interrupt. You know, you would place the heating system next to the existing heating system, and there would be a few hours where you might have heating just for changing over to the new source of heat, and you'd retain the existing source of heat as a backup in case. But, you know, again, like you suggest, different projects have different requirements. It really just depends. And obviously, if you're going down the road of deep retrofitting a hotel or something along those lines, that needs to be planned out in the same way as you would plan out an extension to a hotel. It's a major project. It needs to be planned and coordinated in a way that you can, you know, minimize disruption. But there will be some disruption with most measures, but normally it can be managed by the business.
And are there any tax savings or tax incentives or advantages tied in with some of the grants?
Yeah, so there is. There's an accelerated capital allowance associated with investments in a lot of these measures. So essentially that gives you the ability to write down the value of the investment in the first year as opposed to over its depreciated lifetime. So that does give an advantage for certain energy efficiency measures or certain even electric vehicle charging at a hotel can be done under that under that approach. So the equipment that is being installed has to be on our what's called the Triple E register. So it has to be a registered product. And what that generally means is it only applies to the materials. So be it the solar panels, it won't apply to the labour. So it will only apply to a certain component of the investment cost.
And I think I'm right in saying that there are certain financial institutions that give preferential interest rates on projects that are maybe seen to be of a green nature.
Yeah, so there is different funds out there that are available. I suppose the current one, the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland, SBCI, offers certain loan schemes that would be available to SMEs. I think the current one is called the Growth and Sustainability Loan Scheme. And what you might also find is the normal retail banks will offer preferential loan products for upgrading properties and things like that, because obviously, you know, particularly where there's a mortgage on it or something like that, or there's a loan on it, obviously you're improving the value of the asset and you're reducing the running cost of the asset. So it's a win-win for financial institutions to fund this kind of activity.
And on the transport front, Fergus, be it a sole trader or a small business, be it one van or maybe a fleet, what's the situation there? Are there special grants available?
Yeah, there is a, I hope I'm getting these figures right, there is a €3,800 grant towards an electric van, which is a small van, and then a large panel van, I believe there is double that, €7,200 towards a large panel electric van. So there are commercial electric vehicle grants available to offset, obviously, the additional costs associated with those vehicles.
And of course, if people are looking for more information, the SEAI website is full of not just useful tips and pointers, but it gives you guides and you can download various things as well. That's the best first port of call.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that's the key message to SMEs in Donegal from this, which is, you know, there's thousands of businesses doing it. There's hundreds of businesses doing it in Donegal alone. So do start your journey today, join all those. And if you go to seai.ie/easywins, that's the campaign we're running nationally at the moment, trying to indicate that there are easy wins for businesses to address their energy costs today and over the longer term.
And one last question. Is there an expectation that, you know, are we going to see more grants in the future, or have you any indications that will there be an expansion of things? No doubt there has been a bit of lobbying and plenty of inputs to the various departments.
I suppose in SEAI, we always want to do more. We're helping thousands of businesses and we want to help thousands more. I think it's good for the country. In terms of budgets and new schemes, I mean, really, that's up to the elected officials to figure out. You know, we have a really, really nice package of supports right now for businesses. We'd always look to grow them. We'd always love to expand them as best as we possibly can. But obviously, that's up to the government to decide on that.
Yeah. And just one other thing coming to mind just before I let you go. Do we know how we're faring vis-a-vis our European counterparts throughout the EU? Are we fairly well up there in terms of the supports for businesses?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a pretty good package of supports there, particularly what's come online over the next couple of years. You know, we in SEAI deal with our European peers on an ongoing basis, and I mean, certainly certain schemes such as our audit support would be the envy of some of our European peers. We definitely have an opportunity to, you know, to go further. And, you know, if you look nationally at climate action, we really are at the bottom of a big curve of investment and decarbonisation that needs to happen in business in Ireland. Like, some other peers might be ahead of us overall in terms of their decarbonisation of the kind of commercial sectors. But we've a really good platform built up now in SEI, and, you know, we're growing up, you know, scale to get at thousands of businesses and support them with their energy costs and their emissions.
And that was Fergus Sharkey, Head of Business Supports at the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. And in other business news, Cora Consulting Engineers, which is a leading Irish civil and structural engineering consultancy, recently held the official opening of its new regional office in Letterkenny. Located within the CoLab Innovation Centre at the Atlantic Technology University, the new Letterkenny office will serve as a hub for its expanding portfolio of projects, both in the public and the private sectors. And it's actively seeking to expand its Letterkenny team to support its growth ambitions and has launched a recruitment drive to attract engineers, technicians and graduates from the Northwest and beyond to join the team in Letterkenny. And this expansion marks a new chapter for Cora, adding to its established offices in Dublin with 40 full-time staff. The company is involved in a range of civil and structural engineering services, including high-end residential design, commercial projects, infrastructure projects, conservation engineering, and temporary work offerings. Over 60 international golf tour operators from 15 countries have been in Sligo for the Ireland Golf Convention. The convention was an opportunity to showcase the Northwest's world-class golf courses, including those, of course, here in Donegal, and indeed the accommodation, transport and hospitality. Delegates got to explore this part of Ireland's Wild Atlantic Way and experience firsthand what the region has to offer their clients. Significantly, the main focus of the event was a contracting workshop where over 80 Ireland-based golf providers met with the international operators to try and secure future business with the aim of driving more high-value golf tourists to Donegal and the Northwest. According to Martin Donnelly, Business Development Manager with Fulcher Ireland, the golf tourism sector is worth over €300 million to the economy each year, and golf visitors to Ireland spend over 2.5 times what the average leisure visitor spends. Well, that's it for this week's Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. As always, thanks for listening. May I wish you a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. Goodbye.